Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories. The MTA has unveiled seven possible scenarios with tolls to enter Manhattan below 60th Street, ranging from $9 to $23. Danny Perlstein is Director of Policy and Communication for the Riders Alliance.
Well, it's a win-win-win for transit, traffic, and the environment. It raises money to make the subway reliable and accessible. It helps get unnecessary car trips off the road. The estimate is about 10 or 15%, and that'll significantly ease traffic while improving our air quality and making the city more climate resilient.
He spoke today on 1010 Winds Newsline, and so did Kendra Hems, president of the Trucking Association of New York. Commercial vehicles could pay up to $82 to enter the zone. She says it's going to kill truckers.
These are essential vehicles that have to cross into the zone, and there is no other option for them. There is no other mode for freight to move on other than trucks at this point in time.
Here's some reaction from commuters.
Drivers already not looking forward to congestion pricing are less so now that they know what tolls are being considered.
I think they take enough of our money without having to add more taxes and fees.
The MTA is considering a range of plans where drivers like Claudette Massera from Linden, New Jersey, would have to pay anywhere from $9 to up to $23 during peak hours.
Plus the bridges and tolls? No, there's no way that's going to be impossible.
Commercial vehicles may have to pay as much as $82. This truck driver says he has no choice. The extra cost will be passed on to his customers.
It's outrageous. You've got to pay already to go in there, man.
Darius Ranzi is 1010 Winds at the Holland Tunnel in Jersey City.
Governor Phil Murphy has said that any congestion pricing plan that acts as a double tax on New Jersey drivers would be a non-starter. You can read all about the proposals in detail at 1010winds.com. A homeless man now has a new place to stay, jail. 59-year-old Paul De Medina has been charged in the stabbing death of 62-year-old Anthony McIntyre. The killing occurred last weekend at a homeless shelter in Chelsea. De Medina is charged with murder and weapons possession, and he's being held without bail. Anyone who follows the news should know by now that there are cameras all over the city. Some are operated by the government. Most are private security cams. So if you do something wrong, there's a good chance you'll be spotted. Such is the case regarding a hammer attack at a laundromat in Brooklyn last week. Police have found video of the incident, and you can see it at 1010winds.com. The 70-year-old victim was working at the Aqua Wash laundromat in Brownsville just before 5 a.m. last Thursday when a man came in and began stealing things. The employee confronted him. The thief grabbed a hammer and bashed the worker in the head. The victim was treated for lacerations. The attacker fled and is still at large. Anyone with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. The Mets are trying to help kids with math. The team has partnered with Burden LLP Accountants and the nonprofit Learn Fresh to help stimulate kids' interest in math, science, technology, and engineering.
Combining math and sports, it just makes it more fun. And we are trying to use sports to have education be a fun experience for them, so with the hopes that it will drive future efforts in education.
That's Frank Vitale, the chief marketing officer for Burden LLP. Today at Citi Field, about 40 middle school students took part in a competition called Math Hits. The winners got a trophy and $500 gift cards. Then they were treated to the Mets game. There's already a similar program involving the NBA. A domestic dispute boiled over in Brooklyn last night, and an NYPD officer has been arrested. Police say 24-year-old officer Simon Alvarez got into a dispute with his ex, and her child was in the room at the time. Alvarez is charged with strangulation, menacing, harassment, and acting in a manner injurious to a child under 17. More migrants arrived in New York by bus from Texas today. They were carrying more than 100 asylum seekers. The city's Immigrant Affairs Commissioner, Manuel Castro, says no one is blaming the migrants and the city is providing help.
As we've seen in the last couple of days, some have medical conditions that we need to take a look into immediately upon arrival.
Castro says Texas Governor Greg Abbott is using the migrants as a political ploy aimed at fomenting anti-immigrant sentiment. Castro says Abbott is not communicating with them and intends to force as much harm as possible on New York as well as Washington, D.C. A judge in Port Jefferson has ruled in favor of a shop owner in a dispute over some political signs that he erected at Rogers Frigate Ice Cream Shop a couple of years ago. Building officials had cited George Wallace after he put up large signs supporting then-President Trump and opposing former Governor Andrew Cuomo. They said the signs were too large and lacked permits. Well, the judge said ordinarily the sign ordinance would matter, but it is outweighed in this case by the right of free speech. Mayor Margot Garrett tells Newsday the village intends to appeal.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.